Okay, wise guy. You won this round, but we'll meet again. You'll be sorry, pal. Believe me. Come on, boys, let's scatter.
They took off in a high lope, streaked past the hay lot, and then headed north towards the canyons. When Slim got to the machine shed, he took off his hat and scratched his head, as if he couldn't figure out what Drover had gotten so excited about. Then he saw the empty hubcap and said, "Oh, you're out of food." He filled it up and went back to work. Me and Drover stayed in front of the machine shed. He was shivering again. "Well, Drover, what do you have to say for yourself? You let me walk right into a trap. I could have been mauled by those apes. Why didn't you warn me?"
"Well, I tried."
"You tried to disappear is what you tried to do. You ran into the machine shed to save your own skin. Can you think of any reason why I shouldn't write this up and put it in your file?"
"Well, my leg was hurting."
"That'll sound good in my report, son. He let four stray dogs take over the ranch, but his leg was hurting. Do you think you could get a job on another ranch with that kind of report?" He lowered his head and started crying.
"I was scared, Hank. I was just terrified. You don't understand. You've never been a little mutt. Oh, Hank, don't write me up."
"What else can I do? What would you do if you were head of security and found that you had a chicken-hearted little mutt on your staff?"
"Well, I'd make him stand in the corner for 2 whole hours.
2 hours, huh? That might...
"And I'd make him stand in the corner of the machine shed."
"Why the machine shed?"
"Because it has corners, 4 of them.
That's true. A guy can't stand in the corner if there isn't a corner."
"That's what I mean."
"I know that's what you mean. That's what I said."
"I know that's what you said. That's what you mean. That's what I said."
"No, that's what I said. And on this ranch, what I say is what counts. Now get your little self into the machine shed and stand in the corner for 2 hours.
"Oh, Hank, not the machine shed."
"Yes, the machine shed. And while you're standing in the corner, I want you to think about life."
"Life?"
"Yes, sir, every bit of it."
"Okay, Hank, but this seems awful cruel."
He walked through the snow and into the machine shed. I went down to the corrals to make my rounds, check things out. Maybe it was cruel making little Drover stand in the corner for 2 whole hours. But handing out stern sentences just goes with the territory when you're head of ranch security.